It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Whittle.
Happy Hump Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A little 40 minutes late, wasn't you there, brother? Black people will remind you, won't they? Hey, it's Hump Day and Marvin Gaye's Children Payday.
Yes, sir.
$7.4 million payday. So that's how much Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke had to pay for copyright infringement for their song Blurred Lines. Man, look who got to give it up now. I heard Robin was so distraught that he's through with R&B music, y'all. He's working on a country album. Lost Without You. See, Pharrell, all right, he got that happy bankroll and that Despicable Me dividend. Shoot, he's on The Voice right now getting paid to sit down and turn around. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if Robin auditioned for Team Blake after losing that 30. Who knew? Well, we all kind of knew the kids were going to win, but we didn't know how much they were going to win, y'all. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
We hear you.
Okay, I got a little bit deaf right there. Hey, I think Robin needs to go on Empire as Lucius Last Son by Courtney Love's character L. Dallas.
I think you got something.
That might be something, Sybil.
That's what one.
I was thinking about. Mm-hmm. I'm sure by now y'all heard about our girl, Angie Stone.
Yeah.
Yep. Her and her 30-year-old daughter, Diamond, got into it, and one thing led to another, and punches were thrown, diamond teeth gone, police called to the home, and something about somebody being grown, and got Angie Stone confused with Rosetta Stone. Something like that, I heard. Angie literally said she wasn't going to stand for it, Sybil.
Man.
Who knew all these years Angie Stone was the tooth fairy? Well, we're going to pray that Angie and her family are okay because we love the Stones. But back in the day, y'all, we were raised to never, ever, ever, never disrespect your parents. Okay. Raise your hands to your mother? That's blasphemous.
Yeah, man.
Damn, it's lucky she's not missing any hands with those two. You were scared to even raise your voice to your parents back in the day. Because you know, you knew what your mother would do. Where do you think the voice comes from, Sybil? The show The Voice. That's where it comes from. It came from somebody raising their voice and the mother turning around to see who was crazy. Sybil, I remember my mother taking her wig off in church and beating my sister. Got my mother kicked out the choir. You ever seen a bald-headed woman jump over the pew, Sybil? I gotta go. I gotta call my therapist.